Welcome to hour number four of Rosie on the House. It's our 10 o'clock hour. We dive deep into housing topics. 7 o'clock, Arizona People, Places, and Thing, kind of a magazine hour. Hour number two is outdoor living. We talk to arborists. We talk to nursery professionals. We talk to the Farm Bureau. Hour number three, the 9 o'clock hour, open lines. Anything you want to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And 10 o'clock topic hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And this Saturday, we have it broken into two topics. First half hour, we're going to talk outdoor lighting with Arizona Outdoor Lighting. Wow, pretty obvious, guys. Good job on the naming there. A lot of times you get very, names that sound cool, but you have no idea what they mean. Arizona Outdoor Easy Landscape Lighting. Pretty simple. And then second half hour, we'll be talking with Solar Safe Pool Covers. Tom's here and has a special guest with him that will save the announcements of. Keep a little suspense. It's a little intimidating. You know, when the old KTAR studios on Central, when you would walk in, they used to have portraits of all the voice talents and hosts that have been on air over the years and their 100 years of broadcasting. So you would walk by and it's like, you know, all these eyes looking at you as you walk to the broadcast studio really kind of helped you get in the right mindset. And this new studio, they're out over on 16th Street, they don't have that. But I will say, having someone else of that stature sitting over here, it kind of brings back that feeling like all eyes are on you. Do us proud. So we'll enjoy talking to our guests in the next half hour as it relates to pool covers. And I'll give you a hint. If you know Arizona, it's a gentleman that coined the phrase, watch your kids around water. So we'll enjoy talking with them here in the next half hour. Right now, we have Mr. Tom Gray and Mike Johnson of Arizona Outdoor Landscape Lighting. We're going into shorter days, but perfect outdoor setting.
Exactly.
And one of the things that I am in huge need of your service. Do you light horse arenas?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I get home. I've got about an hour drive to get out to Whitman. If I'm in Phoenix, if I'm in Tucson, it takes three. If I'm coming from Prescott or Flag, you know, it could be an hour and a half to 3 hours. Well, you get home and the weather's absolutely perfect. It's 6:30, but it's been dark for an hour and a half. Lighting. Perfect solution.
It's that time of year. You get a whole nother room for your house, your backyard. You get to spend evenings doing what you would normally be inside doing.
And you've got all the benefits of the desert. No insects, very little. Beautiful skies at night. Billions of stars out there. Make it a usable space. Like you said, it's taking your living outdoors to enjoy what we've moved here for. Or what a lot of y'all did. Tom, you're from Dakotas. I assume weather might have had something to do with you relocating.
A little bit, yeah. When you're sitting behind a screen door so you don't get chewed up by the mosquitoes. Yeah. Here's quite nicer.
So talk us through what a outdoor landscape lighting professional specializes in. I mean, yes, you go outside and you light the outdoors. A lot more to it than that.
There's a lot more to it than that. What we're looking to do is first find out what the homeowner is looking for. Using that outdoor space and making it functional, but also aesthetic. And then there's also a need for security at night. Typically, we look at the front yard as a place to light for security, and the backyard as being a functional entertainment space.
And you don't want to do that to the point where you aggravate your neighbors. Lighting for security doesn't mean light bombs.
No, it's
putting on big spotlights. It
should be subtle. It should be subtle. Absolutely. It should complement the home.
You don't need a lot of light at night to provide that security.
No, we've seen it overdone. We've all seen it overdone.
Or that annoying one that's on a motion sensor that the neighborhood cat sets off, or dog, or whoever, or even wind blowing a palm tree or a leaf branch could constantly set it
exactly.
on.
Exactly. We avoid those, actually. A low-voltage lighting system is going to come on at dusk and go off at dawn. That way, all the lights that are necessary and functional are going to be on already, so there's really no need for the motion light.
And with that low voltage, it's a lot more efficient than putting a big halogen spotlight on there.
Absolutely. You're talking about a 75-watt halogen bulb versus a 5-watt LED bulb.
5 watt.
5 watt.
They're down to five.
They're down to five. Yeah, it's the equivalent of about a 25 watt halogen bulb. But 80% of the energy generated by a 25 watt halogen is expended as heat. With an LED bulb, that 5 watts all goes toward light. So there's no wasted energy.
And life of LED is much longer than the life cycle of a halogen.
10 times longer easily, which saves all that crawling around in the dirt, changing bulbs.
So you're going down in watts, down to five from, what was the halogen?
25. So you're going down to five, and you're going from about 2,000 to 5,000 hours life expectancy to 50,000 hours. So at 10 hours a night with those lights on, you're going to get 12, 13 years out of a lamp.
Thanks for – I was actually getting my calculator out and started
doing
the math.
I did the math, Romy.
You've done it before.
Done it before.
That's incredible. And it's fairly new technology.
Absolutely.
I would say when that LED burns out, if we're still using LED or if there hasn't been something new, I mean, you're probably going to be looking at 20, 25-year light expectancy.
Well, and when they give it a 50,000-hour life expectancy, it's conservative. So in other words, we started really going 100% LED in 2011, so we haven't seen those failures yet. So we really don't know what year that's going to happen. So
6 years under the belt so far, good.
Looking forward to see.
That'll be very interesting. Where do you guys do your light selections at? I mean, I'm not seeing this as something that you're walking by a box store and it's got a 10-cent solar knob on the top that you stick in the ground.
Absolutely not. That's far too limited. There's so many different effects you can gain using different types of fixtures, different beam spreads, different brightnesses. There's a lot of tricks, so we've got to have access to all custom fixtures and choice of lamps.
So where is there like a showroom that y'all like that you take somebody through? Is a lot of your business done at night?
A lot of our business is done from photos.
Mm-hmm.
We have photos online. We have photos in books. Since we're actually doing the work at someone's home, we take that. We can walk around a yard in the daylight and discuss all of those different effects on site. To see fixtures in a showroom is limited. It just doesn't give you the idea yard
it's a bulb
what we're
going to
do, what picture we're going to paint.
That makes sense, because just looking at what the fixture is doesn't give you an idea of what that light cast is going to look like.
Absolutely not.
Favorite job to date? Do you have one you just look back on and you're like, man, this is...
Every single job...
We peaked right here.
Romy, every job we do that gets a phone call that just says, thank you, this is amazing, is our new favorite, and it happens a lot.
Size of jobs. I mean, how much lighting do we need? If we're going from 25 down to 5, do we need additional lights?
It's not a difference in the number of lights. It's just a huge energy savings is what you're looking at. Typical home may have 10 lights in front, 10 or 15 out back.
So is it easy to take maybe somebody that invested a lot in a halogen exterior lighting and switch all the bulbs out?
Extremely,
is that simple?
Extremely easy. They're all drop-in, definitely.
And is it just the bulb, or is there
a
converter you have to change?
The only fixtures we don't want to put new LED bulbs in are those, what we call the cheap box store fixtures, because they're not waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to protect the bulb. So a quality fixture, it's an easy 5-minute drop in.
Now, how do you get into a business like this?
I have 30 years in landscape design and install, so I know all aspects of landscaping, and it boiled down to this is my passion is lighting.
You got the niche inside the industry.
Exactly.
So do you
a chance to simplify.
Do you work with not a lot, obviously, homeowners, but do you work with a lot of landscape architects and contractors as well as a sub?
Not so many of those. We do a lot with HOAs, so apartment complexes, subdivision entries and common areas, things like that.
Travel, I mean, radius. Have truck, will travel. Where are y'all based out?
The valley, really. Nothing in
Maricopa.
The north.
Okay.
Maricopa.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Tom, what's your background in the industry?
Yeah, Mike and I have known each other for, 15 years.
Yep.
And I've been with him ever since the start of Arizona Outdoor Landscape Lighting. And it's wonderful as a general manager just to see the final product when you've got a customer that had, say, you know, some solar lights or even some older big box store lights. And then they see just a few tweaks. And there's times we've gone out at night because we're all about local service. So we don't just finish the job and then you never see us again. We're there for service and support. So to come out and even one tweak of a fixture to see the final effect on a wall or on a tree, It's just to see the customers light up. That's probably where I get the satisfaction. So Mike and I have just been great friends and known each other forever. And I could just see the overall goal of this just being the direction that we wanted to go.
Now, is there anything we can do to program it? You mentioned security earlier. I mean, to change the effect from day to day, or is it going to be the same effect every single night when that sun goes down? And that
there are transformers now. That's the power pack or the heart of a system that are being developed where there are apps you can install on them and then control them from your phone.
Let's bring up the lighting. We got a little party.
It's a neat gadget, but it's not something the typical homeowner wants to deal with. What they want are for the lights to come on at night and go off in the morning without having to deal with a lot of details.
Okay.
But that is available.
So that, and will different lights can be on different zones. So if you want to increase this accent,
correct. And as you can imagine,
lighting for the yard.
And when you start getting into special areas like that, the cost increases.
Oh, sure.
So again, that's a consideration.
Yeah, even to point, Dave and I were speaking earlier, and he mentioned, you know, in the past he had done some install of lights on his own. What we find interesting is even just a tweak of a bulb. So a bulb, like Mike mentioned, could have a different beam spread and or could have different wattage or different Kelvin temperature, which would be the color temperature. So it would be a look more yellow ambient for your backyard for basically, you know, the overall aesthetics, or the security in the front yard, which could be a whiter, more of a bright white. Those little differences with a homeowner is amazing from what they're used to with just one singular system. So just bulbs within a fixture, as well as the fixture that's designed for a certain effect, that's where the fun comes in.
Tom Gray, Mike Johnson, Arizona Outdoor Landscape Lighting. If you'd like to talk to Little Outdoor Landscape Lighting, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4-U.